It might be safe to say that Cindy Adams likes a challenge. I remember meeting her about 10 years ago because of her work with the Meth Project, an organization she co-founded. It was at a time when crystal meth was rearing its ugly head and tightening its grip on our community. She now heads the Aloha United Way at a time when the agency marks its centennial and when social service needs may be at an all-time high. She sat down with us this morning.
One of the things I really appreciated about the Meth Project was that we were working upstream, meaning focused on prevention. And our target audience was teenagers, of course, both in private and public schools. And it was what was particularly interesting was the significant amount of interest among that audience for this kind of information. And I think given in some households, this is methamphetamine addiction is a multi-generational issue. And the fact that, you know, we can all remember when we were teenagers, right? How we sometimes don't connect actions with consequences in a way that really creates an appreciation for what that means and how it can change our lives. It was a really great mission. I really enjoyed doing that work. And I had conversations with a number of donors over that period of time and asked them why they were inspired to support our work. And one of the answers that I got that I will never forget and still speak about today is we have so many social issues in Hawaii, great needs to address, and taking a little bit of philanthropy dollars or donors and investing upstream in prevention actually helps to reduce the downstream costs of issues that we're experiencing today. And that really stuck with me and very relevant to the work that we're doing at Aloha United Way today.
The social service needs have probably never been greater when we look at our homeless crisis, our housing crisis.
Right. Yeah, it's, you know, it's kind of interesting, I think. It's so visible today, particularly in terms of homelessness, that people don't realize that it's something that is built up over many years. Like, you know, I'll pick a number, like 30 years, right? We've had an affordable housing crisis for over that period of time, much longer than that as well. So these are things that build upon each other, which is what makes the problem so complex and a challenge to address, not something that can be addressed within 1 or 2 years. So it takes a significant effort from a broad spectrum of stakeholders, business, nonprofits, government, philanthropy, to come together to address issues like this, especially deeply systemic issues.
And Aloha United Way has this model of reaching out across the board in a company and asking for kokua, just because you could have a situation where a member is touched by a meth addiction or some other, you know, social ill.
Yes, that's a really great point. And I think one of the things that's very unique to United Way, to Aloha United Way, is this opportunity to reach out across the community and give everybody in our community an opportunity to make a donation to programs and services, particularly programs and services that have touched them personally, whether it's their own family, friends, neighbors, people at work that you know. I don't think there's probably more than 1 or 2 degrees of separation for most of us who live here in Hawaii. And so it's a tremendous opportunity for people to support the organizations that provide those programs and services to our community.
So talk about the ALICE program, because that's something that you folks launched. And I think you were also working with, I think, Servco, which also,
yes,
I think, is marking its 100th anniversary as well.
Yeah, so we're both celebrating our centennials this year. And Servco made a very significant grant to Aloha United Way for our ALICE work. And ALICE is an acronym that stands for Asset Limited, Income Constrained, Employed. So these are working families and individuals in our community who still struggle every month to make ends meet. And this segment of our population, which is 37% of all the households across Hawaii, across our state, it doesn't take more than 1 or 2, I would say, relatively small, $400 to $500 unexpected expense to cause these households to become very much at risk of incremental financial kind of downward spiral, right? So if you think about, you know, if you have a medical expense that you didn't expect or anticipate, or let's say somebody got the flu, a wage earner got the flu and was out of work for 2 or 3 weeks, which is not uncommon, and you're holding down 2 or 3 jobs, that is a loss of income to your family, and that has a very significant impact when you're looking at how you pay bills on a regular basis. And so falling behind on a credit card bill, falling behind on monthly rent or utilities has a very important impact to these families. It affects their food stability, affects a number of things. And so that's why we're very interested in serving ALIS households. Much of the federal and state funding that comes into Hawaii serves federal poverty level and below. And so ALIS families are very much at risk, very vulnerable financially. And so we're working with a group of 10 agencies, 10 nonprofits, who are delivering programs and services to these households. We just started funding this work in January 1 of this year, so it's very early. We made a commitment to fund them for a minimum of 3 years. To learn more about how we can better serve ALIS families and individuals in our community, help them to be much more stable financially, and ultimately to help them move up financially.
Do we know what portion of the folks that might tap those ALIS funds might be immigrants?
That's a great question. There's clearly some segment of that population, of our population, who are in fact immigrants. There are immigrants who come over who are professionals and sometimes struggle with finding the same kinds of opportunities that they had at home in terms of earning capacity here in Hawaii for a number of reasons, either because of the tight job market. We have very low unemployment still here in Hawaii, which makes it very competitive. And so to answer your question, yes, some of these households are in fact immigrant families. There are also immigrant families who fall below the federal poverty level in Hawaii as well. And we know that number for federal poverty level is about 10% of our households in Hawaii. So when we talk about ALIS and below, you take the 37% ALIS, 10% federal poverty level, that's 47% of our households across the state. So it's almost one in every two that have challenges financially.
Wow, so you could just go down the block, and that's it just shows how we're really all on thin ice.
Yes, yes. And it's, you know, it affects when we think about resiliency of communities. Oftentimes we think about it in terms of some sort of a natural disaster, a hurricane, an earthquake, a fire, that sort of thing. But when we think about, stop and think about economic resiliency in relation to an economic downturn like a recession, or even as a result of a natural disaster, right? If we are not financially stable as a family, as a community, it makes it so much more challenging for us to come back from things that affect our lives and to maintain a healthy community.
Hawaii has always been, though, pretty generous, I think, right? I mean, even though we don't have a lot, families are willing to give.
Yes, that is so true. We have thousands of nonprofits that serve our families here in Hawaii. And we know through the Aloha United Way annual campaign that people who live here are very generous and considerate. And I think it comes from being an island state where we, and the host culture, right? This is about how do we take care of each other, because we can't, you know, somebody can't drive across a state line to help Hawaii. And so I think as a result of that, we have a spirit of community and a spirit of generosity that helps us to take care of our own.
Cindy Adams is the president and CEO of Aloha United Way, which kicked off its giving campaign earlier this month. AUW was established in 1991 by Frank Atherton and has raised more than $677 million over the years to help create change.